7 minutes past eight, and Lisa Pereira is back with us with another look at what it says in your morning papers.
Every newspaper carries a different top headline this morning. They range from Fine Gael set for internal battle to pick a presidential hopeful, that's in the Irish Independent, to government spends €4,500 to come up with the name National Children's Hospital Ireland for the new National Children's Hospital. That's on the front of the Irish Daily Mirror. An Irish Times front page headline reads, Tusla to hire security guards to restrain children. Conor Gallagher reports that the Child and Family Agency expects to spend about €1 million on security personnel who will work mainly in Tusla's special care units, where children who pose a risk of violence to themselves and others are kept. The Irish Examiner returns to that story about Gardaí using controlled deliveries of weapons to people who are trying to import firearms. In response to a query from the paper, Garda headquarters detailed two court cases since 2007 where Gardaí substituted illegal firearms with Garda-held weapons that they had made safe. They then made controlled deliveries to suspects who were subsequently convicted of buying weapons. The practice was used in the recent case of Evan Fitzgerald, whom Gardaí described as vulnerable and who was facing charges for the importation of firearms. While on bail, the 22-year-old died of self-inflicted gunshot wounds at a shopping centre in Carlow. Labour TD Alan Kelly and Senator Michael McDougall have expressed grave concerns over the case. Stalker in the stairwell is the front page headline for the Irish Sun. It's accompanied by images of Graham Dwyer prowling the corridors of Elaine O'Hara's apartment block shortly before her murder in 2012. The CCTV footage is from a two-part documentary released this week on Amazon Prime. It's called Murderer Behind the Mask. The Belfast Telegraph reports on the failed third appeal by Hazel Stewart against her double murder sentence. Stewart, who's now 62, is serving out a minimum 18-year sentence for the murder of her then-husband, Constable Trevor Buchanan, and Leslie Howell, the then-wife of Stewart's lover, Colin Howell. The judge urged Stewart to stop appealing, as there was little chance of success, and it was only causing further stress and upset to the victims' families. The Irish Daily Mail carries a report about Donald Trump posting a video on his Truth Social website called Bomb Iran. It shows images of B-2 fighter jets dropping bombs to the tune of Barbara Ann. The parody song, which was first released in 1980 by Vince Vance and the Valents, includes the lyrics, "Time to turn Iran into a parking lot." Mr. Trump also criticized news outlets for reporting on conflicting reports about the damage caused to Iran's nuclear sites in U.S. bombing raids. He described CNN, MSNBC and The New York Times as scum. Gardaí believe they prevented a gangland hit after catching a criminal in a bulletproof vest carrying what appeared to be a 3D-printed handgun. That's the main headline in the Irish Daily Star. Paul Healy reports that Gardaí in Kilmainham were carrying out a routine patrol when they decided to search two men getting into a taxi. One man was found to be wearing a ballistic vest, and during the search, a homemade pistol fell out. Assistant Commissioner Paul Cleary said it was a timely intervention, likely to have saved lives. Photo of the day comes to us from the Irish News. It shows young girls from St. Paul's in Belfast who've decided to take to the field in their communion dresses. Photographer Mal McCann shows the girls jumping into the air with their hurleys raised and their colourful boots setting off the white of their dresses.
Lisa, thank you for that. And we'll be back with Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue after the break.